Hello, guys. Have you forgotten everything we've talked about? No. All right, now is the real test for you. The real test for you is this morning, okay? There's a pretty sweet slide coming in, Rachel, right? Yeah, it's on there. You'll see it. Hopefully, maybe, maybe not. All right, quick review with you all. I'm thankful. Look at all the ways that your faith has grown this week that you guys have written down. That is fabulous. Let's just check this out. I thought that was so cool. Jamie's wife had made that, and as it plays out, you guys are filling it in. And really, I'm hoping that as you came and wrote some of those down, you could see other people's faith journey, and it grew you as well, for sure. And how about last night around the campfire, sharing how God is at work? I got to hear some of you guys, and it just encouraged my heart that you guys are learning to trust the Lord. So a quick review. Faith is being what? Sure of what we hope for and certain of? Okay. The first step of faith is believing that God made or spoke the universe into existence, right? Number three, it says, Adam and Eve, what did faith look like for them? Trusting that God was good. Yeah, so they believed God made them and trusting that God was good. And then we looked at Noah, Abraham, and Moses, and we discovered that faith is trusting God when things don't make what? They don't make sense. That's normal. If things don't make sense sometimes, that is normal. Okay? Sometimes we don't have all the answers now. Sometimes God reveals the answers later. Then we looked at the life of Joseph. Faith is believing that God has a plan to use me for his glory. You guys with me? All right. So from the life of Joseph, faith believes that God has a plan to use me for his glory, no matter how bad things get. And then we looked at Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, and we discovered that no matter how bad they get, no matter what's going on, God is with me in the middle of circumstances. You guys remember that one? And oftentimes we give up trusting the Lord before he can show himself to us, okay? And then last night we covered faith believes in God's greatest gift. And God's greatest gift is his son. And his son, his name is Jesus, who died on the cross. He was buried and he rose again. And what is our part? What is our responsibility in receiving this gift? You what? To believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. So our job is to look to the cross and say, Jesus, I trust in your death and resurrection to rescue me from my sin. And what's God's part? He picks us up, and what's he do? He puts us on the path of eternal life. And everything changes, not just your future, but he forgives your past. Your identity as a child of God starts. So I'm hopefully, and I've been praying that last night clicked for some of you, and that you were stopped trusting in your good works, but turned to trust in Jesus alone to rescue you from your sin. Okay? We're going to cover the final one. If you have Bibles, you guys can turn. Otherwise, I'm going to read it to you. And it's out of Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. It's very short. I got one point this morning, and I want you guys to grasp this as you hop in your cars with your family or on the bus, and you go home and you have to face life. Hebrews 12, 1 through 3. It says this. Talks about God holding things off for everybody so we can be made complete in him. It says, therefore, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, meaning all these people trust to God, let's throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles us. Because we got so many people that have trusted God by faith, not by sight. Let's do the same. Let's take the sin that we're struggling with. Let's chuck it off. Because it wraps up our feet. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out before us. Not this little short, tough mutter little deal, and then you guys are all exhausted. Perseverance is one hard step after another of trusting God for what we cannot see. How in the world do we do that? How in the world do we run it with perseverance? How in the world do we keep putting one's foot in front of the other saying, God, I may be suffering, I may be going hard stuff. How can I trust you for what I cannot see? Let's read it. Let's run this race with perseverance, the race marked out for us, verse 2. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross. He scorned its shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. So we see, it says, fix your eyes on Jesus. So when you guys look to the cross and say, Jesus, I trust that you died and rose again for me, the rest of your Christian life is fixing your eyes on Jesus. And notice what it says is to fix your eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. In other words, faith, this idea of faith started with Jesus, and he's the one that showed us perfectly how to trust God. When Jesus came to this earth, he showed us perfectly how to trust God. But I got a funny phrase in there. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross. Not that the cross was joy, but as a result of the cross, there were two rewards that he got. One is the salvation or forgiveness of sins of all those who would believe in him. God loves people. And the second one, it says he gets to sit down at the right hand of God. That means he gets to, like, it's the favorite, best position in heaven. So, how do we keep putting one foot in front of the other? Fix our eyes on Jesus, who endured the cross for a reward ahead. And it says that, he says, sat down at the right hand of God, consider him who endured such opposition from sinners so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. I share this as my final session with you guys is because Step Up is this kind of hype. It's exciting, right? You guys grew together. I actually saw you guys grow in worship and how to worship God, a God you cannot see. I saw your faith grow by what I heard you guys saying. But what happens when you go home? And you have a sibling who was not here, and you feel the fighting. What happens when you go back into your summer program, whatever it is, and people around you are not all pumped up about fixing their eyes on Jesus? Here's what you do. You do not put your hope in people. You go back to who Jesus is. You can discover who Jesus is in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And as you trust in Jesus as your Savior, as you discover how he lived, who he loved, how he trusted the Father, you then can say, God, please show me what Jesus is like, and begin patterning and following your life after Jesus. This summer, people will disappoint you. You have one call that will sustain you through this summer into this school year, and that is this: fix your eyes on Jesus, who was able to endure the nasty death on the cross because he knew there was a reward of rescuing us and favor with his Father. So you too can fix your eyes on Jesus, and you can endure hardship because there's a reward. And I'll read this final verse, and we'll pray. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Let's believe he exists, and let's believe that he will reward us if we fix our eyes on Jesus and trust him for what we cannot see. Let's pray. Father, this morning my heart's desire was just to remind my young friends that this whole thing from start to finish is faith. Somehow we get wrapped up in this sin and it easily entangles us. and we begin thinking that somehow we can work our way back to you. Forgive us. Lord, thank you for helping us discover that this week you designed us for trust, faith. Thank you for revealing that all along from the beginning, our relationship was designed to exist by just simply trusting you for what we cannot see. Please forgive us for the ways we sin like Adam and Eve. We don't trust your goodness. Help us to realize you have a plan, you are good, and you can be trusted. Father, my heart's desire is that these young people, if they've come to faith in you, that they would live by faith, that this summer as they go home, they would not be torn down, that no matter what comes their way, they can truly put a permanent fix in their mind on you, Jesus, as the one who trusted the Father. Lord, help our worship as we stand, as we sing. Help us to celebrate in our hearts the work you've done. Thank you for being patient with us when we fail and being the faithful God who preserves us when we lack faith. You are good, and we sing because of that this morning.